This gospel, there is one exception to it that I can tell you categorically that if I am served Brussels sprouts, I will not eat what is set before me. I'm just letting you know right now. That's where I draw the line. Brussels sprouts. If you serve it to me, I'll shake the dust out of my feet and walk out and take my blessing with me. Just kidding. But I definitely won't eat it. This gospel, if it sounds familiar, not only does it come up every year, but this year it comes up twice because Luke tells it twice. Once to the 12, when they go out, now you got the 70, in Matthew it's 70 and Luke it's 72, they go out and they get much of the same instruction. And so it must be important for us, or Luke wouldn't put it in there twice. And so we have to look at it and see what message does this have for us. He's not really giving travel advice per se. Some of it makes more sense than others. Actually, he's giving them a mission to go out and prepare for the Lord's coming. And when you think about it, that's what our mission is. We all have a mission in life. And the mission is really, as I've said before, it is to the people, the place, the circumstances in which we live. It's not something off in the future. It's our family, our work, our school, the people in church, the people we'll encounter on our vacation or during the day. And we are to be Christ to them by the way we treat them and sometimes by what we say and what we do. So we all have this mission. And a lot of this, in fact, all of it really applies to us as we go through the reading. He doesn't want us to go alone. We usually are, he sends them out in pairs for support. So we have the church to support us. It's hard to be a Christian alone. I mean, we need each other for encouragement, also to be challenged by other people. That's where our growth occurs, you know. So our Lord tells them then, he says, before I send you out, pray to the Lord of the harvest. So in other words, we begin by prayer. Without inviting God in, Our efforts will not be fruitful because we are dealing with not just a human level, but a spiritual level. Notice that at the end of it, the 72 return rejoicing, saying even the demons are subject to us. Well, this happens all the time. You go to confession, the demons are thrown out of your life. It's an exorcism. He says, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you because of your baptism. Rejoice that your name is in heaven. So our goal then is heaven, and while we're on the journey, he sends us off with a mission, which takes a lifetime to fulfill and to discover, and has us pray first. And he warns us, he says, go on your way, but you're going to be like lambs among wolves. In other words, there are dangers lurking ahead. So let me give you the travel advice, the Lord says. Let me pack your bags. Let me be the one that accompanies you on your journey, because of your own devices, this journey will be too much for you. When I love these pack note traveling bag readings. They come up, like I said, at least once a year. I always think about my former occupation, you know, finding lost bags. Nobody likes to have a lost suitcase. How many of you have lost a suitcase somewhere? Ooh, that's bad. And did y'all get it back? Yeah. I should tell a lost luggage story because they're all so funny, but it isn't funny at the time. But I think I told this story before, but I'm getting old. I can't remember. I took some back medicine this morning, but thank God it wore off. The last mass was another high mass. I don't think anybody noticed, but I'm up here saying, I put about this much wine in here. That's all I need is that to go with it. Anyway, the back's better and the pain pill wore off. About 6 or 7 years ago, we went to Eastern Europe, and it was a rather unfortunate timing, but my father passed away 2 weeks before the trip, and we had to wait 2 weeks to cremate him. He had some kind of a deal with the Neptune Society, and the crematorium broke down, of all things. So anyway, I buried him 3 days before the trip, and the burial was on Friday. I flew home, did the masses here, and then we left Sunday evening. So it was really packed. the journey. And oddly enough, it was on that flight home that I lost my luggage. And it had my priest travel kit in it that I needed for that journey. And I told the Lord, I said, you know, I need stuff in here, and what are you going to do about it? He said, you know, well, it's the same as people griping about insulin in their bag. That's the excuse I always heard when people wanted their bag in a hurry. So I went into the office there, it was Alaska Airlines, and I said, as she's filling out the bag report, I said, you know, I used to be on the other side of the counter helping people with their lost luggage. And she looked at me, and she said, so, the shoe's on the other foot now, isn't it? I was standing there like this. Because, you know, the thing is, if you say something nasty in kind, she was being funny, but you won't get any help. So she didn't lose the luggage. She's helping, see? You don't want to yell at somebody that's helping you. This is a word of advice. Even a saintly agent is not going to help you if you're nasty. So, you know, I just played along with that. It wasn't funny, and she didn't understand what I was trying to... I was telling her what was in the bag. But, you know, it did come in, and they actually delivered it up here. So it worked out fine. But it's funny that we all think we need things. We want to have enough luggage for the journey. And the Lord isn't giving us advice for airplane travel or anything. This is something... It's a spiritual message, really. All of this has a surface meaning, but it means something much deeper, even to them. And, of course, what our Lord is saying is he wanted them to depend on God, to have divine providence. Why? So that they would learn to trust God, and because the journey, the assignment that they had, is not just flesh and blood, but they're going to be dealing with the spiritual realm. And since none of us can see it, yet it is very real, we must rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us, or we won't be effective. I don't know what to put in my suitcase because I really don't know what's going to happen. That airplane that crashed up in San Francisco, only one fatality. It's hard to believe when you look at the pictures. Those people did not know what to pack, did they? And that's the way it is with us. We don't know what's coming. We have to rely on God. So he says, make sure there's, I'm paraphrasing, but to make sure there's room in the suitcase for the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we're so sure of ourselves, we've got just what we need, we're very self-confident, we have to have everything right, and there's no room for God. I can do it myself, thank you very much. Well, you can't. I mean, in some things we can, but God has assignments for us, and if we're not open to the Spirit, we're not going to be in the right place at the right time. When I travel, I always, one of my best travel hints, I've been doing it for years, is if you've traveled with me, you've heard me say this, but when you arrive someplace, particularly a foreign country, I know I'm usually very hungry and it's hard to find a store, especially when you're on a tour. So I pack a jar of peanut butter. People in Europe think you're nuts to eat peanut butter. They think it went out with the Cro-Magnon individuals or something, you know, or the Neanderthals. And it's just great. It's got protein and doesn't spoil, and a little loaf of bread, one of those real hard ones, and I put it in frozen, and it comes out just great when you get there. And then the thing is, though, that stuff is gone when you go home and you've got room in your suitcase for souvenirs. So the thing is, do you leave room for the Holy Spirit in your life? You can tell this because when things come at us that we're not expecting, how do we handle that? What is my reaction to this kind of circumstance? If you ever lost luggage, you probably had the same reaction I did, which begins with alarm. This can't be happening to me. You're standing there waiting for your bag to come out. Where was I at? It was Eastern Europe. I stood there waiting and waiting and waiting. Nobody else's bag was coming out. I was the last one at the carousel, and I thought, my God, I'm in Eastern Europe, and I have no bag again for the second time. And then it popped out about 5 minutes later. But my reaction was not good. I said, oh, God, not again. Oh, what are you doing to me? And then it popped out, and I said, oh, it was a test. Why didn't you tell me beforehand? I'm a work in progress or a piece of work. Depends on how you look at it. And you know what? You are, too. You'd have that same reaction. Don't tell me that you wouldn't get upset and yell and scream. 99% of people did. I got yelled at by priests, nuns, politicians, and everybody in between. So you are no different. But periodically, I'm being a little bit facetious, but there were people that were very patient, and I admired their, whatever was in them, they were able to take that in stride, you know? And the issue is, if I pack my bags too full, God will have to unpack them intentionally. And we won't like that. There are times when somebody will empty your suitcase for you, but how often have you gotten into a situation where we simply didn't have the resources to do the job? It could be just an encounter with someone that has irritated us, or a situation at work that's hard, or you're stuck in traffic. Somebody was telling me they got stuck in traffic a couple days ago in Portland for a couple hours. What do you do? Or more seriously, you're suddenly diagnosed with a very difficult illness, or someone you love is, and you realize, I don't know how to handle this. Well, God is inviting himself in. This is why the Lord is so close to us at these times. He knows that he is needed, and he brings with him the Holy Spirit to put in our suitcases. He also has more advice that's rather odd. He says, greet no one along the way. The Lord isn't telling them to be rude. What he's saying is, keep your destination in mind. Don't delay inordinately with distractions that keep us from our goal. What is our goal? Our goal in this reading is to get to heaven. My goal is that my name be written in heaven. Don't rejoice in other things that pass away. They're going to be unpacked. Your suitcase stays behind. Fill it with the Spirit and continue on your journey. It's not that we can't enjoy the flowers along the way, but that's not the end of the journey. We're not home yet. And my mission, again, is to be Christ to the people around me. If I've blown it, ask forgiveness, get up, and go on. We rejoice because the demons are expelled whenever we ask forgiveness in mortal sin in confession. We have so much to rejoice about. But he says, don't rejoice simply because demons are thrown out. Rejoice that your name is in heaven. So there's so much here. Eat and drink what is offered you. Stay in the same house. What he means is, don't be a climber in life that everything depends on my comfort zone. Accept what God is sending to me. It may be for the best. He's not really talking about Brussels sprouts. Sorry about that. So when we look at this, at first glance, it looks as though it's a message for people of 2,000 years ago. And in reality, this is our story, as all the gospel stories are. Every one of us is one of this group of 72 or the 500 that Jesus appeared to after the resurrection of the dead. If the 12 apostles would be the bishops, let's say, we are still very much a part of God's mission, his plan. He sends us out, and he doesn't send us unprepared, but he prefers to give us what we need at the moment that we need it. The more we pack, in a sense, the more we think we can do it ourselves, the less effective we are in the spiritual realm. And if we're really holy, God, we become reliant on God for everything. So this journey then, when we reach the end of the journey, we find, oddly enough, we have no money bag, sandals, or food for the journey. All we have is God. So it says, live that way now. Live for the world to come, and be fully engaged in this one. But let me pack your bags. At least leave room in your bag for the Holy Spirit, and he won't have to pull things out or have you lose your luggage to learn that lesson in the end.